first. It's our daily chat with none other than Ryan Rashog from TSN. The Rashog Report brought to you by Auto City Edmonton. Put your credit in their hands and they'll put the keys in yours. That's AutoCityEdmonton.com. Great deals right now. Check it out. Ryan Rashog from TSN. Shogger, how you doing? Are you okay?
I'm doing... What's that?
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Why are you asking if I'm okay?
Well, you... People are like, where is the promise of Rashog's two trades today?
I never promised anything. All I said was that there's a good chance it might happen today.
So now you're downplaying. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I'm not downplaying anything. I just said I think there's a good chance that it could happen today. I think there was a good chance it could happen today. I think there still is a chance it could happen today. I never said it's going to happen today. I think it's close. I think the reason that Purcell and Schultz were scratched was because deals are very close. You don't start scratching guys until deals are close. And so I think there's deals close, and it's just a matter of – the problem is for both of those guys is they're kind of plan B or plan C for some teams. So some other dominoes have to drop before other teams are ready to make a move on their plan B or C. But I don't think they're scratched if it's not close.
Teddy Purcell, now, were you is the Kings your destination? What are you hearing?
Yeah, Los Angeles, I think, is probably the most likely destination at this point. Don't know what the return looks like, but Los Angeles, I think, is a good fit. I think it makes sense. Los Angeles for him. I think Schultz potentially could be heading to Pittsburgh, but I'm not sure. That's sort of a little bit of a guess there. But we'll see. So I think that there are a few teams interested in both players. I think there's a few balls in the air. But I think that it's close with both guys and wouldn't surprise me if it happened at any point in time.
Justin Schultz, just like Teddy Purcell, it seems that maybe protecting the asset, Justin Schultz could be a good excuse to use to protect the asset, but it could be easily as construed that he's playing terrible and the coach has had enough.
Well, it kind of conveniently works for both scenarios, right? Whereas, the truth is if it looks like they're going to get an asset in return for him, then, and they're close to trading him, then yeah, pull him from the lineup. Just so happens that they probably wanted to pull him from the lineup anyway. So it was kind of convenient on both ends of it. I think that there are teams that look at Schultz and think that if he gets out of Edmonton and gets a little bit of a change of scenery, that might spark something in him. I think they view it as reasonably low risk because I think the ask is probably in the range of a third or fourth round draft pick or a B-level prospect. So I think... And then the other thing to keep in mind is even though teams are not going to qualify him at $4 million, if they don't qualify him at $4 million, he becomes an unrestricted free agent. But he doesn't get to market without a chance for whoever trades for him to redo a deal at a different number. So he becomes an unrestricted free agent, yes, but the team still retains his rights, and he's not on the market till the first. So you trade for Justin Schultz, it works out, okay. You don't qualify him, he becomes unrestricted, and you offer him a two-year deal at $2.2 million. My point is that it's not necessarily having to be strictly as a rental.
We had Josh Brewster on the show about 40 minutes ago, and he mentioned he feels the Ducks might not wait to move Vatanen in the summer because, their window of opportunity is slowly closing. Every year Kessler and those guys get older and that, if they know they're going to deal him in the summer anyway, and they've got a lot of depth on the blue line, maybe do it now to try to get a winger that can help your team.
Yep. But I think there are probably wingers that you can go get without having to move Vatanen. Like, wouldn't it be better to have a winger and Sammy Vatanen?
No, but I think he's saying the winger that you would get in the summer who wouldn't just be a rental, why wouldn't you do that trade now?
Go get that player now. So who are we thinking of?
Let's throw it like the Edmonton Oilers, for instance.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not sure anybody's out there. Well, you're not doing Hall straight across, of course. I don't even think you do Everly straight across, but you it could be a workable thing. Like if you're Peter Chiarelli and they come to you and say, well, what's your interest in Sammy Vatanen? Right? I'm assuming it's something you listen to for sure.
Oh, absolutely. No, for sure. I mean, he's a good defenseman. They've got a few good defensemen, smaller guy, but skates well, moves the puck well, offensive flair to his game. So yeah, I mean, I think there's, you got a 30-point defenseman sitting there. then yeah, you definitely have to listen. I don't know. I mean, the names you're talking about, I'm sure the Ducks would inquire about somebody like Jordan Eberle or want somebody like that. I don't know that the Oilers would or should be willing to give up Eberle for that. Yakupov isn't going to get it done, so I don't know that it's a fit. But I mean, yeah, if players like that will spring loose, then absolutely. But I don't know. I can't help but think the Ducks, I mean, wouldn't they be better off just keeping Vatanen for their team right now, picking up a rental player who is similar, maybe not as much as you'd get if you traded Vatanen, but wouldn't you be better off having them both on your team to take a run with?
Oh yeah, potentially, but you know what? I just look at the Ducks, man. They got a lot of defense. Like, and you look at Vatanen's even strength minutes, right? Like, he's kind of their number six on even strength right now.
Yeah, well, he's that power play guy and third pairing even strength defenseman. So yeah, and I mean that's where the Oilers are going to have to try and capitalize is on teams that have a surplus. But it's just tough. You build this really nice defense, and then all of a sudden you start trading them off before you get a chance to go on a run with them in the playoffs. And I'm not sure. I mean, if they decide that's the way they want to go, then yeah, the Oilers should be in on it. I don't know what the fit is. But I would be a little surprised if they moved a defenseman of that quality before heading into the playoffs. I mean, defensive depth heading into the playoffs is so incredibly valuable.
Oilers last night in Los Angeles for 40 minutes. You know what? Well, even the whole game, sure that, you know, they played fairly well. It's not like they broke down necessarily, but you know, the LA Kings just experience showed through. You know, a solid effort by the Oilers, but again, you know, they don't get the win, and you know, solid efforts mean absolutely nothing at this point.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would say wins mean little at this point too. Like,
you think?
I mean,
See,
well,
I'll
no.
disagree with that because I believe for a team that has never tasted, like, they have limped out of the season every year for 6 years.
Yep.
And to me, and it doesn't guarantee if you go down the stretch and have some victories that it's guaranteed carries over. But I'm telling you, I still believe with this group, if some guy, because if they win, that means they're actually starting to play correctly. That's why I think the wins matter now for this
Yeah, for
group.
sure. But I guess as it applies to last night, they came out on a 5-game losing streak against one of the best teams in the league and played a way better game. So win or lose last night, yes, it would be way better if the streak was over. The players would feel better about themselves. The coach would be able to just let it go and be happy for sure. But for the purposes of the team was playing horribly and needed to break themselves out of that quality of play, I thought they did a good job last night. They did. They played way better. They played their best game that they've actually played in quite some time. They had lots of young players in the lineup. I thought acquitted themselves well. I thought Jordan Oosterley had a good game. You know, I thought they had a lot of guys that were committed and going last night. So, yes, a win would have been better, but it was more important that they didn't come out and be terrible again and not have the effort and not have the heart. And so all those boxes were checked. Now, the Los Angeles Kings, quite simply, just have a completely extra gear they can shift into that the Oilers don't have. And that's just from being a veteran team that's been together for a long time, coached by the same guy, working in the same system. They have a gear they can shift it into, and you knew it was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen, and it did. The Oilers did what they could, but that's just the difference between the two teams right now. And LA is a big, strong, physical team that makes life miserable, and when they get going, look out. I mean, those big forwards just start cycling. Drew Doughty starts swarming around like a bee, and it's just look out. So the Oilers did what they could. They were nowhere near the caliber of team that, especially on defense, that LA has, and they acquitted themselves well.
Ryan Hirschog from TSN joins us. Zach Cassian on that line definitely adds a different element, and he is somebody. Ryan, I think the Oilers are going to want to re-sign. Is a 2-year deal the number you see for Cassian?
Sure. Yeah, I think so. I don't think you need to keep him on 1 year. And I don't know, where is he as far as unrestricted free agency goes?
I think Cassian's 1 year away, if I'm not mistaken.
Is he 1 year? Yeah, I don't know for sure. So I'm not going to assume. But yeah, I would say that from what he's shown. I'd be comfortable with a 1 year. I'd probably be comfortable with a 2-year deal. You know, you wonder what he'd be willing to do. I mean, maybe you just do a 1 year because you don't want the player to get too comfortable and you want him to have something to work for next season. And if he's got something to work for next season, the thing about it is, if it's a good fit and he keeps playing with Taylor Hall or McDavid or wherever he ends up, if he ends up being a top six or seven forward on this team, he's going to want to re-sign here after the fact, even if he goes to unrestricted free agency. I mean, Edmonton likely ends up being a place where he'd like to go and play. So, you know, a one-year deal, if that's what they put on the table at fair money, I don't know that he gets into a bidding war. I don't know that he gets into a holdout situation. Or I think he probably still feels pretty fortunate to be where he is and to have a chance to work his way out of it. So, you know, maybe a one-year deal is a better play just to keep the player hungry.
What about Brandon Davidson?
Yeah, well, get him signed. You know, you get he's playing fantastic. We usually have a vote for their defenseman of the year, right? I can't imagine voting for anybody other than Davidson right now. Can you?
Oh, gosh, no. I said that earlier. Yeah, he's a top defenseman.
Yeah, like that's absolutely, you know, he's been their best defenseman this year. And so he's been an aberration. They find him. He's been a surprise. He's done all the things that they ask him to do. And now it's a matter of getting a deal done with him. And from what I've seen from Brandon Davidson, I'd be perfectly comfortable doing, you know, a 3 or 4 year deal for him. I don't know exactly what the number will look like because it seems like it'd be going up just about every single game right now. But he's shown for long enough now that he's for real.
I've liked this for sure. Any number in mind?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd probably have to spend some time and dig into it a little bit more. I mean, his numbers have been skewed, just the sheer number of minutes that he's played because the Oilers have had injuries there. And, you know, he plays the left side, so does Klefbom. Klefbom would eat a lot of those minutes. So it's a little bit thrown off. But, I mean, yeah, like, I don't even know, man. I'm sort of coming at it a little bit blind, but you're fine. Even if you're paying $2.5 million for that guy, you're fine. I mean, you think he's
going to jump up that much?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, if you want to go longer term with them and his number, I mean, his minutes played are going to be way up there. He's been really, really good. If you want to get a 4 year deal out of him, then maybe you do have to give him a good chunk of change.
Yeah,
I don't know for sure.
A 4 year deal. I see Davidson in a 3 year deal is the number I come up with, and I think it's like $2 million. I really do, because he still only played like what 60 some NHL games.
Yeah, how many's Klefbom played?
100 and some. Yeah, sure, it's fair. And whether we like it or not, you look at, you know, Klefbom came with the stature and everything like that, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But that's just how it goes, right? When you're a sixth round pick compared to a first round pick, it's just, you know, it's not fair, but that always comes in the equation, right? But he's played 57 games, has Davidson.
Yeah, and there'll be a point, too, where what's his unrestricted free agent status? He'll be there in, because what is he, 24? So he gets there at 27-ish?
Well, he's played pro now for 1, 2, 3. This is fourth year pro, so I think he's still got 3 years left.
Yeah, so I mean, if you can push him past that, then you're starting to buy unrestricted years off of him, which end up costing a little bit more. But I mean, he's going to want the security of, you know, a multi-year deal at several million dollars, one-way deal. I mean, that's the kind of security he's going to be looking for and that he's earned. And so, if the Oilers put, you know, $6 or $7 million on the table over 3 or 4 years, I mean, they'll definitely be able to get it done. And I think he'll be one of those defensemen that. I think he's one of those homegrown guys that are just absolutely crucial for an organization. I mean, he's a, you know, like we talked about Muzzin yesterday, he can be that kind of guy, and reading your article and listening to him talk, you watch the way he can skate and the way he can handle the puck. I think he can push things a little bit offensively. And I don't think he's ever going to be a premier offensive defenseman or anything like that, but I think he can, now that he's taken care of his own zone, now that he is more often than not, making really good decisions and not, there's no level of panic in his game. Now he can start, and you're seeing the confidence in him. He's starting to jump up. He's starting to push himself into the rush. He's got a fantastic shot that he needs to start using more. I see power play time, potentially more power play time in his future. So I think he can push the envelope a little bit with those numbers.
And your thoughts on the rumbling, do you think the Blues would look at Anders Nilsson?
I don't know. I mean, he had a little bit of a good stretch, but not particularly lately. So I don't know. I'm going to say no. There's got to be other backups with expiring contracts. There's got to be other goalies out there who, I don't know. Like, what are the Flame? What's the Flame situation with Hiller?
He's...
I mean, are there other backups out there who you go get that have more experience that, if they are called upon, are actually have been there before and sort of fought some of those battles and you know, we'll have a little bit of... I mean, Nielsen just doesn't have the experience, and I don't think he's really been impressing anybody too much. So,
yeah, like I agree. The only thing is, supposedly, Jeremy Rutherford was saying they want a guy that when Elliott comes back and they expect him back, that they could just send to the minors at that point. So, you know, obviously I'm thinking money is probably a part of it. You know, Hiller's got such a gross contract.
Yeah, $4.5 million isn't pretty.
But... yeah, no, not for a guy that you maybe just sit on the bench for a bit, right? Like, there's not a lot of team, but to me, like, if they're going after Nielsen, then obviously the Oilers, because the Oilers, you know, I'd be surprised if honors Nielsen, unless he plays well in his next however many starts he gets, I'd be surprised if they roll the dice with him as their backup next year.
Yeah, well, what would it take for you to be willing to move Laurent Brossoit?
Trade him?
Yeah.
Oof. Why? I guess that would be my question.
If a team is looking for a young goalie to come in, play for a little bit, and go down, start in the minors.
Oh, God,
maybe
no.
Maybe they make
I don't,
a decision on one of their guys.
Yeah, I don't think you're not going to get any value for that for Laurent Brossoit. I think Laurent Brossoit is a guy that's been he's been percolating like Davidson. I think he's still a year away in the minor leagues. They got no goaltending depth. No, I wouldn't even really contemplate it. Unless, like, sure, I guess if a team's going to grossly overpay you, but I just can't see why a team would do that.
Yeah, no, he's been developing nicely, and it always helps to have homegrown netminders. They drafted a couple. What was it, 2 years ago? They drafted two goalies in one draft. I don't know that they're going to sign either of them.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, they're both seventh rounders, weren't they?
Yeah.
Right? Like, they take, which, you know, it took a few flyers on some older European goalies, which in a lot of cases, hey, makes sense. But yeah, those two, neither one really worked out.
Yeah, well, we shall see. I mean, there's other guys too. I mean, if there's been a small amount of interest in Mark Fain, there's been, you know, phone calls on some different guys. So you never know what happens. Like, they might shake something loose that none of us really expect. The two obvious ones are obviously going to be Purcell and Justin Schultz. Getting the sense maybe it's not quite Yakupov maybe isn't as obvious to get done at this deadline. Maybe it's more of an off-season thing. If it does get done, it's not as likely, it sounds like, but again, anything can happen.
Yeah, I do see Yakubov getting moved, though, whether it's now or in the summer. I think it's foregone conclusion either way. Shogger, have a good one. We're all disappointed after you promised two trades to happen today, and yet neither one has come down. So,
I know. I totally broke my solemn promise today because I totally promised that it would happen. Yeah. So I apologize to everybody. But it is only 5:30.
Are you suggesting that maybe the listeners misheard what you said? Is that what you're saying? Are you blaming
you guys,
the listener? Did
I'm
somebody misquote
guys,
you?
You guys misquote me all the time.
No,
try and make me look
Shogger,
foolish.
I didn't even hear the quote. Everybody was telling me this low tide. I was like, really?
I said, I think there's a chance it could happen today. A good chance.
Oh, there you go. Wow. Well, so what's a good chance? Is that a 60% chance?
Well, at 8:30 this morning, I would have said that it was 50-50, but now it's 5:30 at night, and I'm not quite as sure myself. I'd say 20-80 at this
20-80.
Point.
20-80, hey, well, say. So, but hey, that's a luck. Oilers love that odds, 20-80,
baby.
And
there's a chance,
13.5, throw that number out there. They got that
there
one locked right up. Or 11.5, I think it was, right? Yeah, the Oilers were 28th last year. That was 11.5% to get McDavid, wasn't it?
You lost me. You're talking math now, and I'm starting to like black out on you. So yeah. I'm out.
Speaking of math, you go calculate who owes Scuderi what, okay?
Yeah, no, thank you.
Where's his escrow payment coming to? Who's it going to? You know?
No, we'll let the advanced stats people do that because they're good with numbers, much better with numbers than I could ever be.
Shogger, enjoy the game tonight.
All right, buddy. Take care.